Jeremiah. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I went to hit you and I hung up on you.
It's all right. How you doing, Eric?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Good, good. How's business going?
Well, very well. Very busy, but, you know, cash. It's always my game, man.
Always. I see you took out a fifth loan.
I renewed a loan, and then that loan was, I think I had a fifth position when I last spoke with you.
Did you? I think it was only four. I had four written down.
I don't know. I think I had that fifth position because I think I just renewed it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I have two of them you see expiring.
Yeah, when are they expiring?
So let's look at it. Hang on. I got a lot of stuff open on my computer right now. Hang on.
No worries. I know the one with us is like 70-something percent done.
I just got to look at it. Hang on. Bank statements. Yeah, my problem is, you know, obviously, the thing is I'm moving fast, man. And you could see by my deposits that the amount's increasing exponentially.
I know, man. You got an awesome business, dude.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, it's not helping me because I need cash.
I know.
I mean, I think the thing is, the last time we spoke, compared to looking at these bank statements, looking at the loans and how they've shrank, I honestly feel like, you know, and you know, on for a while now, since I've been, you know, like 60-some percent, I've seen, I should say, I guess 40% paid down, I've continued to see these little things pop up on the on-deck console about, you know, auto-renewing, but I remember what you told me, so I just sat tight, you know?
It's smart, yeah. Definitely let me see what I can do for you.
Okay, here we go. So let's just kind of talk about this now. So
sure.
I have 19,000 with you, and I've got 10,356 with Direct.
Okay.
They are like $700 a day, so that means that they're $3,500 at the end of the week. So they got a couple weeks left. There's nothing left really to them.
Okay.
Even the Fox Capital. I want to say that for the most part, they're all expiring in, you know, late November. I mean, in other words,
true.
They're all gone.
Yeah,
now, I'd
true.
Like to do something before then. I'd like to do something quickly if I can because, you know, I've got a shitload of projects that are coming up now. And it's just floating the vendors. I'm at the point now where my credit limits with my vendors, I got to pay them in order to keep these, you know, the chain moving.
Okay.
So it's sort of like, you know, I've got a lot of work. I've got like probably another a half a million in construction that, you know, we want to pump out.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
I'd like to be able to figure that out. I mean, I'd like to get something that's more like my on-deck loan. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, the on-deck loan's a great loan. Love
it's a beautiful loan, honestly.
It is.
And,
yeah.
And if you total out all of mine, I have another spreadsheet that I didn't send you because it's just, it was so damn complicated. I use it for myself, so it's like a, I have a, the girl in my office, she sends everything to me at once, and it's like a schedule, it's a spreadsheet, but I asked her to send me this information, and what she sent me is what I look at, and I'm like, you're never going to fucking follow this. So right now, let's see, after the end of this week, so my balance right now, it's actually kind of less than what we even presented to you, because week ending 9/16, I spent $16,909, and I don't know when she generated this. I think it was generated for last week, so it actually could be less. But my total, all my loans combined right now, are $251. My on deck, you see, is $121. That came out this week. It came out yesterday. And then I have the Yellowstone and the
Fox,
which is a piece of shit, by the way.
Yeah, Yellowstone's the worst one, man. Yellowstone's such a shitty company.
It's the worst one. I mean, honestly, the girl who I did some business with, I don't want to sound like a child. I know what I'm signing, you know, but
no.
She kind of, you know, presented me with everything, and then when I finally got to the, you know, the call where I wrap everything up, the fee associated with that thing was like $8,000.
Damn.
It was bullshit, man. And I called her and I said, you know, it's a shame because we had a pretty good relationship.
Yeah.
Had. I mean, you know, I'd renewed with her several times. She's the one who set up my Fox loan.
Oh, damn.
And just not a fan. That direct capital, that's pretty much like done, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be done in a couple
looking
weeks.
Looking at that. Well, yeah. So it's 3,400 and here I got them all. It's $3,452 a week, and there's a $10,000 balance. So it's not even 3 weeks. And then you are $2,700 a week, and so that's like not even 10 weeks. But no, it's actually that's even a hell of a lot less than that. So it's, let me just really quickly equals this. Forgive me a second. Equals this divided by this. Yeah, it's 7 weeks. I have 7 weeks on the Cardiff loan.
Okay.
I have 3 weeks on the direct capital loan, and then on the let's see here. This divided by. I got 12 weeks on the Fox loan, and then the Yellowstone loan is. That piece of shit. Let's see, equals this divided by this. It's 14 weeks. So 14 weeks equals this divided by 4.3 weeks in a month. It's, 3.5 months. So they'll all be expired before the end of the year, those others.
Okay.
You mentioned something to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, the I need it to be down to like 3 loans. When you have 5 loans out right now, it kind of really limits me to what I can do, because other companies are going to be like, dude, we don't want to over leverage this guy.
No, I understand. I mean, I get all that. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of, you know, between the two of them. They can remove two without even making a blink of
true.
An eye.
True, true. And that'll happen. The two, Direct Capital and ours, Bank of Cardiff loan, those will be done here shortly.
No, but you know what I'm saying? In other words, I'm certain that if somebody wanted to do business, you know, whether it be on debt, I don't know what the situation is with that. But if you got somebody who wanted to do business, even if it was, you know, your new growth,
mm-hmm.
You know, to think that whatever, 30 grand, it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I tell you what, let me see what I can do, Eric.
I'd like to do something where I really like the weekly over monthly. It's funny because I had a guy, the Yellowstone guy, and his response to me when I had that conversation, he's like, oh, yeah, I bet you do. And I said, dude, listen, look at my payment schedule. Look at my payment history. Over the past 4 years of loans, have I ever missed a payment? Ever?
Yeah.
So, like, fuck off. It's just easier for me to do once a week. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, I'm not paying my damn bills. I just can't be able to, you know, it's ridiculous every day. It's like, you know, just a nuisance.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
But here's the thing, you know, as soon as you start working, I'm going to get 50,000 phone calls.
Yep. You're right. I remember that last time. As soon as I made a phone call,
happen.
It was
like,
just...
the minute, and I called you. Look, I called you first because you seem really cool and because you gave me a lot of advice and you're like, look, man, you know, try to do this, try to do that, try to knock these down. And I feel like I'm at that point, but I'd really like to be able to open up a decent amount of capital and not make my daily draw so fucking hard that it's killing me, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. Not that it's hard. I mean, look, you see they're getting paid, whatever it is. I think it's like $17,000 a week or something. But, you know, I mean, if I can consolidate some of that shit, clean up a couple of those things, get rid of a couple of the dailies, come up with something that makes a little bit more sense for me, I'd be in a good spot.
No, you're right. And for me to see, I don't even want to. I'm looking at this, and my best move here on your file, like without putting you in a bad situation, is I can't really do anything. I mean, just looking, I know I can't do anything until direct capital is paid and then until our loan is paid off. So you have three. Once you have three loans and you don't have anything else out, I can make something happen and possibly refi all of them. But I can't do it until there's only three.
So hang on a second. I'm trying to figure this out really quick. At this point, if I remove those two loans, I now have
22, 33.
Right. And we said that those two loans, we figured out that those two loans, your loan and direct.
It's around 30,000.
No, but it's 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that thing is, it puts me past my freaking construction curve, man.
Yeah. 7 weeks would be, oh, I see what you're saying. You need the money before that.
Well, because we plant, you know, we're planting bushes. This is the Northeast.
Yeah.
Plant trees.
Sure.
You know, it's going to get cold quick.
That's what you guys do, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's where I'm thinking if you know, I could probably get rid of those loans.
I'm trying to see here. I tell you what. Let me put a scenario in to my underwriter of if we didn't
loans. Say this, by the way, like, just for conversation's sake, I'll pay off both of those loans if that you know, changes the dynamic.
Yeah, if we can get something. Okay, cool.
Because I can pay the 30 grand, especially if there's, you know, an offset of cash.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me make sure I can make something happen first. Let me see what I can do and get a scenario here and make sure it's not like a bullshit scenario and like something official.
Yeah, I want to do something that's better, not something else.
No, I agree, and you need something that's better. You know, you need like a solid, one big solid loan, and just to get you your business going, and to you only have maybe two or three loans. You know, that's what you need on a weekly
payment. Yeah, listen, man. Like I said, you seem, since the day I spoke with you, you seem really honest and very cool.
Yeah, I appreciate
I've
that.
Kind of trying to, you know, sit on my hands here and bite the bullet and get through some of this shit. And that's when I saw, you know, when I noticed that, you know, the direct is so low, and now, you know, you're pretty low. And so let me reach out, let me see what I could do, because if I could get it to three loans, like,
okay,
I could pay those loans off if that was what needed to be, or if we could build them in, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. Let Eric, give me till tomorrow. Let me see what I can do with the scenario here. I'm gonna speak with my manager and my underwriter here and see if we can create something, or what would be the possibility, even if you had those two paid off, and then I will call you back with the feedback and let you know what
cool.
I come up with.
All right, man. I'm hoping that you're not as grim next time, and you're, you know, you're like, dude, I got it. We've got to figure it out.
Hey, man, I'm hoping too, Eric.
Look,
I'm hoping too.
I like that you're a grim fucker because you're honest, but, you know, at the same time, I need a little positivity right now. I've been freaking hustling.
I understand. I'm hoping I can call you back with some good news as well.
All right, man. Well, if you want to reach me this evening for some reason, feel free. Otherwise, I'll hear from you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for thinking about me and giving me a shot here.
Definitely, bro. Thank you.
All right, man.
Take care.
Bye.